This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, here we are, daytime on the DJV program, or nighttime if you're in Guam, I guess, yeah, because we're on at 8 o'clock at night over there, but it's real time in real time. It's on-air Victoria here with us, and Jennifer Horn. Jay is off today taking care of her youngster, and that's one of the things. Being a mom is more important than being on the radio, for sure. So take it away, Jay. We, the monitoring of thoughts, one of the things I like about Jay and what she pays attention to in terms of trending is what people have to say about the issues that we're talking about are the things that are right there in your face. So help yourself to our social media with thoughts anytime. Twitter at DJV Show, same on Instagram and Facebook.com/DJV Show. Speaking of Facebook, well, we were talking about them. I just saw a headline, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Facebook becomes two-faced. The shutting down.
They have been two-faced for a really long
time. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think it has merit there. One of the other things we were talking about in technology, which has merit to discuss a little bit further, is the fact that Yahoo has shut down all their services in China, joining some others who have done the same, recognizing what a problem it is to deal with China. So does that mean, in terms of business, that it's more to their business advantage? Because oftentimes these decisions are made on business, you know, matters and business considerations. So shutting down services in China isn't because they don't like the Chinese, or is it in part they don't like doing business with China? Because it is going to cost them some money. It's going to cost.
Oh, it costs them a lot of money. I mean, that's why LinkedIn just backed out, because they said that everything, that they can't run their business properly. And if Yahoo feels like every news story they publish gets yanked, then what's the point? Paying reporters to post things? You know, it just, I don't know. It doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And so I guess I'm heartened by the approach that some of these businesses have, because I think we need to shut down China and get them off of their high horse, frankly.
But the problem, though, with that, in essence, is that it just makes the Chinese people even that much more isolated.
Yeah.
So, and that's not, you know, if you think about it on a humanitarian level, if there isn't a single Yahoo news story about what they're doing to the Uyghur population, then how does China's so huge, like just geographically, expanse, how would anybody even know what's going on in other regions, because everything is so controlled?
Yeah. But moving to their neighbor, India, there are still things being discussed about the meetings, the G7 and climate and what's going on in the atmosphere, that sort of thing. I thought it was interesting, given the fact that India is the biggest polluter on the planet, more so even than China and the United States in terms of per capita. India says they will cut their carbon emissions to net zero. Now, how do they do that?
Look at how long it takes, 50 years. 2070. It's something. It's significant because India has never made a promise to do that before. Mm-hmm. So it is significant in that sense that they are coming to the table. And new technology is making stuff run cleaner all the time anyway. So we'll see. In 2070, are any of us going to be here? I don't know. We'll see.
I'll be here. We'll be doing the program.
Yep. We'll be in an old folks home somewhere.
Jen and I will be in the Golden Girls somewhere together. We'll be with the Queen drinking our vodka every day.
Didn't we have a story about there's stuff going on in nursing homes now? It's not called Spin the Bottle. It's called Spin Something Else. Was that something that we discussed here, or did I see that on some television show?
I don't know. That does not sound familiar to me.
Spin the donut cushion? I don't know. What else could you spin in a nursing home?
That's cute. Why is, Jennifer, you got to help me on this one. I know we talked about it a couple of times. Vanessa Bryant not having to undergo an evaluation, a psych eval, to prove that she experienced emotional distress.
I think because everybody started talking about it, and everybody was like, this is crazy.
Why? This is private stuff. Why is it public?
well, the argument is, and it is a true argument, she is the one who's initiating the civil lawsuit against the County of Los Angeles. And if you missed it, the reason that this lawsuit is in existence is because there were some sheriff's deputies who have since lost their job that were showing photos of the
pictures.
crash yeah. site, right, to each other. Now, I think that probably happens more than we think. And because I think that you have to, at some level, become desensitized to this if you're going to deal with it all the time. But they also took the additional step of, I think somebody took the additional step of approaching TMZ. TMZ did not publish it. It was too much for even them. And so that's how this kind of, like, came to the surface, basically. Yeah. And so she and the families involved with the crash, the families of the victims, said we're suing L.A. County because of this. Firing these deputies is not enough. And so one of the things that the lawyers for the county were going to make her do is take a psych evaluation to prove that her grief came from the photos being shown, not just from the crash. And I thought, I mean, we all talked about this. It's just ridiculous. How can you split people's grief? It all becomes part of it. Yeah. It's not like you can say one trumps the other. Obviously, losing your family is going to always be the top, right? This woman lost her daughter. It didn't smell right. But a lot of people said that this is common in civil cases because you have to be able to pull out where people's trauma really comes from. So whatever, LA County realized that it's distasteful. I think they're going to settle with her anyway. So it seems kind of ridiculous to even put everybody through all these motions.
Speaking of settling, the city of Charleston is paying this church $88 million in a settlement.
Yeah.
This is really...
I know, isn't that from the federal government, though?
Yeah.
Because they didn't do
like
proper
a lot
background checks.
Right. Yeah. They didn't.
And Dylan Roof was able to go in and murder, what is it, 8 or 9 people?
Right. Photos of Roof before the shooting show him wearing a shirt that had the number 88 on it. Whoa. He brought 88 bullets with him to the church. And I guess the whiteys, the supremacists, used 88 as a code for Heil Hitler. Because H is the 8th letter of the alphabet. I didn't know that before that
happened.
I've never
even heard that before.
So here it is, more taxpayer exposure because of bad government. If the job had been done, this guy should never have had a gun, period. And he had a gun because he got through, he somehow filtered through the system, this guy should never have had a gun. And there are so many more people like him that should not have a gun, period. So $88 million, the taxpayers, you, me, federal taxpayers are going to have to kick up, $88 million for the people who belong to that church. So, anyway, and that
I have no problem with people.
Back to the 88. I don't know if I would have, because of the significance of the 88. Why are you giving them $88 million to acknowledge the significance
maybe
of 88?
It might, that might actually be intentional. I didn't even pick up on that. Way to go, yeah. Doug.
You catch one
every once in a while,
There I am, right. Once in a while I wake up, oh, how about that? What a coincidence. No, it's not a coincidence at all. It's poorly, I think. The whole damn thing we're in a position of, we keep making mistakes. The government is so poorly run. Jobs are so poorly executed. They're so big. Now, there are plenty of really good people who work for the government, but they're overshadowed by the bad ones who get jobs. They have no business. They, have the right color skin, or they have the right age, or they have the right whatever it is, the profile, instead of finding people that are just the best people for the job and having them do their job instead of this malaise that comes with so many public service jobs. Okay, I get a good retirement. I get paid enough. I don't have to work that hard. That's not the motivation for people. It seems that the public sector, that's why more things in the public sector should be handled by private companies, because there's an incentive to get the job done. Now, those, you would say, cut corners and, but there's got to be a happy medium, and we sure haven't found it. Well, I don't think we found it. I think the government is a disgrace, the way that it's run. Frankly, you look around. Here's something. Actually, I'm going to talk about this week on the American Family Farmer. State of Maine has enacted the country's, you're going to like this, Jennifer, first food sovereignty law. This is something that was passed in the election yesterday, the right to food bylaw. There's a right to farm bylaw, but now They've added to their constitution the right to save and exchange seeds, the right to grow whatever they want to grow, the right to raise whatever kind of food they want, the right to harvest whatever. Basically, it's an up yours to Monsanto, Dow, DuPont, all the big companies that are trying to control in ChemChina the supply chain, starting with seeds. And so in Maine, you will not be able to do that. And I would encourage many more states to do the same thing. If you are conscious at all about the food that you buy and wanting to choose what to consume, you'll find that your choices are being narrowed down immensely, especially hurried up by COVID. Look around. And so this is for farmers. It's for people who want to have these big seed companies want to sue you if you have a backyard garden and you take, let's say, pumpkin seeds from their seeds and you dry them and you grow the pumpkins next year. You don't have to buy seeds from them. One of the other things, we have a podcast every week of the American Family Farmer, and the one that's posted now is a focus on the Whole Farm Revenue Protection Program. It doesn't affect a lot of people. It affects farmers more than anything else. But we also talk about how much the prices have gone up. For example, canned pumpkins are up $2 from last year, as an example of what people are going to be buying, if you can find it. Yeah, it is, right. The agricultural production this year was much bigger on smaller farms than it was last year even. But the food's all gone. And so what are we doing for Thanksgiving is the question people are asking. You should remember that next spring and support your local farmer even more. Join a CSA, that kind of stuff. And also in the podcast, we talk about the methane ignorance of conservationists and how farmers are now, this week we're going to talk about more as well, too, how much more the animals mean to getting green, what the animals are doing for the grass and for the things that are growing that create the counter to carbon problems in the atmosphere. All that on the American Family Farmer Show. Find it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Bro, frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour now. What's trending, you may ask? The DJV show answers that question. Jay is off today, but Jennifer and Victoria love to pick apart some of these things. I think this is a fabulous story, frankly. The story of the father in New York who fought off the robbers who were essentially trying to be trick-or-treaters. And this is the kind of stuff people standing up for themselves and for others
and for
who are in
family.
Trouble. Yeah.
It's the right thing to do. I mean, think about this in contrast to the people that we saw holding their cell phones while a woman was raped on a train.
Yes, right. That's exactly what I was thinking about.
So let's celebrate a guy like this who stands up and he does something, and he does something to protect himself.
Well, they were trying to break into his house, right?
You know, Halloween is really scary. It's, I always...
I think Halloween's awful. Yeah.
My mom had a friend when I was growing up who was raped on Halloween. She was home alone by herself.
Well, all those damn movies that are all about that stuff on Halloween.
Let's be factual. Movies don't create rapists. That's why rapists cannot even be rehabilitated.
The power of suggestion, though, Victoria.
Talk to many psychologists. That's not how that works. But anyway, go on. Halloween can definitely be scary, for sure.
Yeah. Right.
And in this case, the guy was really ballsy because they were holding a gun on him, and he just started wrestling with them with the gun. The woman fled. It was a guy and a girl. But, yeah, I mean, he took his life in his hands, and thankfully it worked out. But, geez, it's scary.
All right. TV shows, people freaking out about this new dating show, The Love Trap. Doesn't sound too encouraging. The Love Trap.
Sounds like the dating show in my 20s.
Yeah, right. The Love Trap.
What are they doing to trap people?
Well, there's a clip of the show on Twitter. An eligible bachelor has to decide which of three women to send home. He picks the woman in the middle. A trap door opens beneath her feet, and she falls through a hole in the floor and disappears. That's what the trap is about. The love trap is a hole in the floor. Sounds like something Ellen would do on a game of games or whatever it is. I don't know. That doesn't sound too exciting. I don't know. People are weird and the kinds of stuff.
Well, people are so into Squid Game right now. And
what is that? I want to ask you about that. What is? I've
like
seen
it,
that
I
around.
Think. I'm not watching it. I'm not into that dystopian kind of
stuff. Well, what is it,
stuff.
Though?
It's Korean? I think it's a Korean show. It's a series on Netflix. It's the most watched thing Netflix has ever produced, so they're going to do a season two. Yeah, they're going to do a season two.
What does that say about people?
Isn't it like
these
kids competing and whoever doesn't
win? It's like the Hunger Games.
Like a Hunger Games.
Yeah,
but like
kill somebody.
Yeah, like with Carnival Games or something weird.
Right. It's not for me. Not my thing. But yeah, people seem to like it.
All right. Speaking of what people like, where's the 24 sounder? Kiefer is back. To headline a virtual convention. It's the 20th anniversary of the beginning of 24, and look who's going to be there. Mary Lynn Rashkob, who was Chloe, Leslie Hope, the daughter was Alicia Cuthbert, Sarah Clark was the wife, Annie Wershing was the girlfriend, Xander Berkeley was a bad guy, Kim Raver was a girlfriend. Gregory Itzen was one of the presidents. Cherry Jones was a president. Look at me. I know who all these people are. Anyway, I'd like to... It's going to be... virtual means what? What are they going to do?
It's like a Zoom kind of thing.
Yeah. But they're going to have it set up like the way the show would go, have it split screen. It's going to look like that.
Really? So,
and it's
Kiefer says...
$24 to get admission to the Zoom link.
Right. Kiefer says, 24 fans are the greatest I've ever experienced. Can't wait to talk to you all. And again, admission is $24. Portion of the proceeds donated to Operation Smile. So this is going to be November 6th. Is it this week they're doing it? Because November 6th was when it was premiered. Yeah.
Yep.
I'd participate in that. All right, 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Have you heard what's happening at Kohl's today? Black Friday deals. You can get an exclusive KitchenAid bundle for $349.99. $8.49 throws or pillows from the big one. And 50% off jammies for your families, which will be perfect for family photos. Did I mention the extra 15% off and the $15 Kohl's cash you get for every $50 spent? I'm on my way now. The deals are just too great to wait.
Select style. Select deals valid through November 7th. The big one deals valid through November 10th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, once.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Iran has said it will resume multilateral talks on November 29th in Austria's capital, Vienna. Six rounds of talks with China, Russia, Germany, France, and the United Kingdom. The United States will be participating indirectly. The World Health Organization on Wednesday approved the Indian drug maker Bharat BioNTech's Covaxin COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. The approval should help with global coronavirus vaccine supplies, particularly in low-income countries. Philadelphia's public health department said certain providers will begin administering COVID-19 vaccines to children ages 5 to 11 immediately. The CDC recommended the two-dose Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine on Tuesday. Democrat incumbent Philip Murphy was reelected governor of New Jersey by a slim margin, overcoming an early deficit by GOP challenger Jack Citarelli. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
After some of the American people on Tuesday sent a message to the D.C. establishment via the ballot box, the Democrats want to continue and push the partisan social spending package. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News says this is the definition of insanity.
This is the definition of insanity, with almost every Democrat in Congress doubling down today, saying they need to go even bigger and bolder and faster to pass their reckless tax and spending bills. But I can tell you that's not what the body language said. Those Democrats in Congress look like the voters walked over their grave last night, because the voters in New Jersey and in Virginia, and for that matter in places like San Antonio and Long Island and Minneapolis and Seattle, all repudiated the Democrats' radical agenda. They know that this multi-trillion dollar spending bill is just going to make the prices that they pay at the gas pump or the grocery store go up, that it's riddled with billions of dollars of ridiculous equity programs that are counting and dividing by race, things like tree equity, whatever that means, and that it's going to encourage local school districts to continue to push critical race theory, now down to pre-K if the federal government gets its hands on pre-kindergarten education. That's why the Democrats got repudiated last night, but they have no answer in Congress today.
NASA is reporting astronauts aboard the International Space Station had the pleasure of dining on space tacos last weekend, topped with green chilies that were actually grown in space. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horner, Victoria Keelan at your service and on your side. Things going on here. The supply chain that we are focused on is talking about the American family farmer and the food supply chain that is being interrupted. But there are a lot of other things in the food, not just the food supply chain, but other things in the supply chain. The trucking problems, the shipping problems, the pricing problems, the things that will create havoc. You were saying you went furniture shopping, Jennifer. Furniture apparently is becoming a very pricey thing because a lot of... what did you find when you were looking?
If you want it, you have to wait 6 months for it. It's really crazy. I went to both Ashley Furniture and to Macy's, and... admittedly, probably not the best place. I mean, you could go to North Carolina, maybe get Made in America stuff. It's just a little bit harder to do in California.
Where is the stuff made that you were looking at?
I don't know. I didn't get far enough down
mattresses,
the road.
Mattresses?
Really,
you can't find mattresses?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Well, yeah,
well, actually, we just did our whole bedroom over, and I was happily surprised that we ordered a Dream Cloud mattress, and that's like one of those, you know,
what's
hybrid
that?
Mattresses in a box. So it has springs and, you know, foam and stuff. It's a mix. So it comes in a box, and you unroll it, you know, and it puffs up in a day. So we got that in like 3 or 4 days. And then our bed frame which you may want to look into, Jen, Raymore and Flanagan. It's we got this beautiful
big name.
Yeah, we just got this absolutely gorgeous bed frame, and it's made. It's all made by a family company in Chicago, and they said it would be 4 to 6 weeks, and it was really only 2.5 weeks. So
that's really good.
Yeah, it feels like because it's a good time to buy made in America. I mean, it's always a good time to buy made in America.
And that's what I'm looking for. Really, I was just kind of getting some idea. You know, you just kind of start looking around to spark your thinking about what you're looking for. But
check out Raymore. You never know.
The people at Ashley, this woman was like, look, she said, we are doing our Black Friday sale right now. She said, we cannot wait. She said, it's our the stuff that's in stock. They're doing Black Friday at Ashley Furniture right now. Not that I'm advertising for them. But she said that even the stuff that is in stock, in quote, is still taking a long time to get shipped out. So they want people to have it before the holidays. But most of the stuff, like they'll walk around the store and on the tag, there's like a little red sign that says it will not be delivered. And that's usually 4 to 6 months is what she's saying. Ooh. Because much of the furniture is just stuck in these containers. So obviously it must be coming from other places.
Yeah.
I was in Dick's Sporting Goods the other day to get a new pair of sneakers. And it's so strange. Like, the Under Armour, which I don't know where Under Armour stuff is made, but I'm maybe guessing it might be American. Under Armour, Champion, Nike, and Adidas, and the company that Carrie Underwood has called Kalia, all of those, I mean, they had boxes of stuff that they were unpacking. So I don't know if that was a good sign or if it was just stuff that was made in America. But then, like, whole rows of shoes made by, like, Nike and Adidas and stuff were just
empty. Nike's all China. Yep.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. Yeah, it sure is. Okay, the Biden administration is doing something that isn't well known. I don't know if either of the two of you know about this. I got a notice, and so did my daughter, Megan. Both of us are on a loan, which is still being paid from her student days, her college days.
Wild.
20-some-odd years ago. Still there. I paid it down substantially a couple of years ago. But there's still, I don't know, I think it's 40,000 of this. At one point in time.
What's your education cost in total?
I think by the time I was done with both Brendan and Megan, it was 200 plus in that vicinity anyway. And so the loans have been paid down. And, you know, when things were good in terms of my own fiscal standards here with regard to the program doing well, in the mid 2002 to 2009, I pay a lot of it down. But it's still there.
You sent another kid to college on the interest that you've been paying.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's the outrage.
Both your grandsons could go to college on that interest.
So now we have this Biden administration memo, which has become public, which basically, Megan explained this to me on the phone, because I said, where'd the money come from? There was the Bernie bill to pay for everybody's car, but that didn't go anywhere. So how is this being paid for? And apparently there was a slush fund that was created during the Trump presidency for contingency, quote unquote, contingency expenses related to the pandemic. And it never got spent. So the Biden people maneuvered it around to use it to pay for student debt for people who work for 501c3s. This is a specific entity. If you're working for a nonprofit like a college or some school or whatever, maybe a 501c3, then you're eligible to apply to have all of your loans forgiven. So we've applied for it.
Discriminatory.
Yeah, well, it is kind of, isn't it? When you get right down to it.
So how do you... Wait, so that's saying that if you work for a school or any other nonprofit, then you have... Okay, so they're assuming that you make less money, right? Is that the assumption there?
Yeah, okay. Right.
So it's still kind of tiered off based on... I guess they would say it's based on need.
But as Jennifer said, I mean, I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth if we get the thing paid for.
Well, look, if the program's there, I can't fault you for it, but I think it's nonsense. I think that your daughter
made
choices about where they went to school.
Right.
And unfortunately, you got to pay the bill.
Well, but the other side of that is that it doesn't make a difference how much the bill is or where you went to school. The thing that I find troubling about it is the fact there's a slush fund. How many more slush funds are there around there where there's millions and millions?
Make us feel green, right? And I can understand during a pandemic how you might have to have an emergency fund because you don't know what's coming down the pike. Mm-hmm. But then why wouldn't that money go back into the general fund? Why does it have to be spent?
Because they love to spend money. And in this case, there's voters.
But in this case, if you're outraged, then turn it down.
Yeah, right. I'm not outraged enough to not.
Well, it sounds like you are a little bit.
But it's the interest.
This is the problem with America. American
greed. Interest. Yeah, but the interest is more of the problem for me, Victoria.
Well, that's what Bernie is attacking.
It's 18%.
Yeah, right, and Bernie. See, that's why everybody. I know. Look, Bernie has a lot of stuff that people that some people love and some people hate. But what Bernie did make a lot of sense with. He wasn't trying to forgive every student loan, but he said if we don't start with the interest rate, that should never be more than 10 or 15%.
Never shouldn't
and
even that, be that
and
high.
I agreed with that, and no one, everyone's going,
the prime rate
Bernie
is 2.2%. So you give him a, you charge him a point more, or maybe 2 points. To administer, one for profit, one for administration, and that's it.
Right.
Not 18%. I mean, for God's sakes, you can buy, you can borrow a jumbo loan right now for under 5%. Borrow $1 million or more from a bank.
I've always thought of it as like Care Credit. Have you ever had to use Care Credit?
I use it for my vet bills.
Yeah.
For the dog.
So you can use it for your vet. You can use it for, like, I've
your
used
dentist.
It for dental work when I had to have an implant, all that stuff. So, like, not implants, an implant in my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
No one on this show needs implants. So, but
really,
if you
bragging?
Do it, you can
what
pick it. Exactly. You could pick the term or of the loan. So, like, let's say my implant, I wanted to pay it off over 5 years. You say, okay, it's going to be $3,000 over 5 years. Here's what you're going to pay every month. And it's 0% if you honor it. Why couldn't kids going in say, okay, I can do this over 15 years or I could do this over 30 years and I'm going to pick it, you know, I need this much money and it's going to be then what, 2, 3, 4, 5% that you just keep on a long-term basis. And then if you default on the loan, then the higher interest rate could come in to play.
Well, that's why Care
like
Credit
that, you know?
Is in business. I mean, I put $8,000 of, when I had my breast reduction surgery in March, I put $8,000 of the 15 on a Care Credit card. And I have 0% interest for 1 year, but they count on people not
defaulting.
Making it. And then it's compounded interest. So every bit of interest that from day one, you get, you know, gets
but
lumped on.
The point is, at least early on,
high,
a plan like,
a high
I know,
rate.
But at least a plan like this teaches people responsibility. It gives people an opportunity to have that lower interest. I bet if Doug was given something that wasn't 18%, you better believe he would be on time with his payments because you don't want to default on that interest.
Nope.
So,
and that's fair. That
and
kind
I think
of
it's
fair,
right?
Well, then all of us agree with Bernie because that's what he's been saying.
Yeah.
No one wants
I don't have a problem with lower rates. I don't like the free ride of college because I think it.
No,
first
I don't
of all,
either.
We're already sending way too many people to college. People need to decide if college is for them or if trade school is for them.
I feel like I'd be in favor if trade school was paid for. Because look, the American workforce needs certain trades. People, if you work in
any
accredited
school.
Or plumbing or an electricity or whatever, they don't have enough students.
They're electricians.
They just don't have students.
No, they don't.
There's no one there.
A couple of related stories here. The enrollment at colleges is down, down, down. They are on the decline. Undergraduate enrollment across the board fell by over 3% this year. It was 3.5% last year. Undergraduate
the
enrollment
killed it. A lot of people didn't want to go to school without the campus experience.
No, you shouldn't have the experience. Part of going to college is the social experience. So the elite private colleges are doing better. Then just regular run-of-the-mill colleges like where I went and where you guys went. Two-year institutions saw a 5% decline. Community colleges a 14% decline. Wow. Black students and white students saw the largest undergraduate enrollment declines, dropping by 5% and 4.8% respectively. Latin undergraduate enrollment fell by 2.4% this fall. Asian undergraduate enrollment dropped by 2.5% this fall, so people are realizing they can't. Why would you go if you're not gonna? You can't see what the other end is gonna give you. At the end of the day, if you don't have a clear-cut reason for going, then you shouldn't go, period. And parents that push themselves, or grandparents that push their children into going to college, oh, where are you going to go to college, sonny? No. Get something that's practical and usable and worthwhile. And then you were talking about Bernie. This is related, I think, somewhat. The deal on lowering Medicare prescription drug prices. This is something that I think I told you. The Eliquis, when I was prescribed Eliquis for...
My dad's on that. That stuff's expensive.
Oh, it's crazy. I said, I'm not paying for that. I'm not going to spend that kind of dough for it. First of all, it was a question as to whether I ever needed it anyway and to have the kind of costs associated with it. And then they give you the insult of, well, we can give you a $5 discount because you know, and they want you to give you the tax returns. Well, did you make any money last year? Then we give you a $5 discount. Screw that. Anyway, so there is a deal, though, in the social spending plan. But, again, it's more money, more taxpayer money. Somehow
and now
or other,
with the big election loss for Democrats, that social spending plan can even go through. There is not a lot of reason created for Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin to support this to begin with.
No,
and with this with a pretty overwhelming mandate, with the Republican win, like we saw on Election Day, I don't know that there's going to be any motivation for this. They're going to have to probably keep paring it down, maybe.
Follow all of our conversations. The whole show you can hear every day, the full show all day at djvshow.com. And then you can have the podcast for sort of limited, abbreviated listening at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Shantae, can you sweep that, please?
Mina's salon business is growing faster than she can keep up with. She needs a new shop manager before her bookings go out of style.
Curtain bangs and balayage would look so good on you. Just hang on 1 second.
Can you please answer that? Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention Americans aged 65 and older. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 has begun. This is the only time to change your Medicare Advantage plan for a whole year, and SmartMatch Insurance is here to help. SmartMatch compares thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, you'll know if your current plan or new plan can get you extra coverage, let you keep your doctor, and save you money. SmartMatch is like having a personal Medicare consultant who can help you get a better plan, including $0 copays, $0 deductibles, even $0 premiums. Plus, dental and vision coverage for no additional cost. Even benefits for hearing aids and diabetic supplies. Having the wrong Medicare plan can cost you thousands. SmartMatch makes it easy to find the right one with their free and unbiased help. If you find a plan you like, they can even enroll you on the spot. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 ends soon. The service is free, so call now. Call 800-984-1632. That's 800-984-1632. 800-984-1632.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Time for our weekly visit from our auto expert. He's mine. Maybe I should say my auto expert, but that's not the website. Ourautoexpert.com is where Nick Miles hangs out. Well, actually, he's hanging out in Miami this week to talk about what's going on down there. A couple of things, Tesla and their Hertz sales to, let's see, 100,000 of them. Their market cap went up over $1 trillion, and I don't understand. Half of the cars are going to be available for Uber drivers. How does that? Do you know how that all fits together? What does that do for anybody? I guess is the question.
It's interesting, isn't it? That Tesla now starting to sell fleet sales. Whoever believed that would happen? That's what sort of hurt everybody when the pandemic started. Companies like Nissan went down very quickly in their evaluation because of fleet sales. So the fleet sales are a dangerous game to play when you have cars, and Tesla getting into that game as well, too. What happens when Tesla have always had this problem, right, when they have huge amounts of cars that have to be serviced because their service department has been very, very dodgy, to say the least. So what happens when they have 50,000 Teslas that have a problem and the Uber drivers bring them back needing service and Tesla can't keep up? That'll be have no cars?
The whole business about service for Uber, I've always been confused because, you know, they're not at the dealership. Where do you find Uber service places?
It's interesting with the Uber service places. So Uber rents their cars to some of the drivers, not all of them, but some of the drivers, you know, they rent their cars to them, but they come from regular dealerships.
Yeah.
So what happens is you go back to the dealership you got it from. That's how it works.
All right. So
it's the dealerships that do it, but that means that Tesla dealerships are going to, because the only place you can get a Tesla serviced or fixed is at the dealership.
Right.
You can't go to a third party because it's so complicated. So good luck with that. That's what I say. Congratulations.
So is that the same fate that will affect people who are buying Chevy Bolts? Because they're going to start making those again next week. And they're not any better than the Tesla in terms of success. When you got a problem with them, where do you go to get them fixed, right?
Yeah, it's sort of the same thing with all this new technology. So as you get the new electric technology, your regular mechanic can't really service it because it's so different than regular cars. Even now, even first generation Priuses, there's shops just learning to sort of service them and how they work. They're so computerized. There's one level of the business that we really haven't explored is when you have such specialist kind of service technology, where do you take your car to be worked on? And that is a huge problem for a lot of people because you can't do it. You can't have it worked on in a normal place. So it's an interesting problem we've created ourselves.
Yeah. You're digging a hole for yourselves. Okay, you want to know which cars hold their value the best, or on the other side of the coin, that depreciate the least? One goes hand in hand, right? If they depreciate the least, then they hold their value the most. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And, Doug, I gave you this. I sent you the list. Is there anything
left? Is there anything? Try that one again. We lost you. We lost them all together, I guess, right? All right. So on the list, the depreciation list at number 10, the Toyota 4Runner, 24% in terms of what happens over a year. Dodge Challengers, 24%. The Camaro, 23%. The Corvette, 22%. Mustang, 21%. The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, 19%. The Porsche 911, 12%. I'm talking about how much they lose in the course of a year. The Jeep Wrangler, 10%. Well, there are two different Wranglers on here. The regular Wrangler, 9% depreciation. The Jeep Wrangler Unlimited, 10% depreciation. It's 5 years. So this means that the Wrangler, used Wranglers, ought to be worth a lot of money, right?
Yes. But you know what's strange about this list when you look at it, Doug? It's mostly American cars. Mm-hmm. So it gave me quite an excited reaction to see a list of the cars that is, I think there's, what, one Japanese car on the list?
Toyota.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
right, the rest
Toyota
of
yeah. American.
Well, they are kind of American, aren't they? They make most of them here. They sell most of them here. The Porsche 911, yeah. Are you surprised that one is holding up?
No, Toyota build bulletproof cars. We've known this for years, and especially their SUVs. A Toyota SUV is what everybody wants because those things go for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of miles. In fact, I think Toyotas are great, but look at Jeep. I mean, those guys hitting it out of the park.
Yeah, that's good. Nothing wrong with that. By the way, congratulations on that quality Chinese cell phone of yours. It's 59.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.